Well, tomorrow is June 19th. It's Juneteenth.
Juneteenth, yeah.
And the city of Detroit has a big festival scheduled down in Hart Plaza. It starts at noon. And Chanel Dominique is the founder of the Detroit Festival Juneteenth Celebration and joins us to talk about it. It's good to have you.
Hi, good morning. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
It sounds like you've got a jam-packed event downtown.
Yes, I do. I do. I have a plethora of entertainment for our illustrious city.
And, you know, Juneteenth is a day rooted in freedom and history. How do you balance honoring that meaning while also creating this modern high-energy festival experience?
I'm big on faith, so I pray for freedom. And in having freedom in everything, I've been able to just freely create this independently, utilizing all Detroit resources, all Detroit businesses, and really pouring back into our economy, especially with us being in the top 11 of live entertainment markets. We just really got to embrace what we're able to do together and the talent we have here. So I'm just really excited and blessed to be able to bring all of my resources together and do something we've done on smaller scales, but now on a much bigger scale, year for year.
Well, let's talk about that. How do you leverage all of that support?
I think the biggest thing is just being able to understand where people's strengths are and also understanding, what's aligned with the vision and what it is that I want to see unfold with this platform that we're building, what it is that I want to see from the community being able to have this type of platform and embrace this genre of hip-hop, R&B, and gospel all in one, and as well celebrating small businesses and just all of those things that make up the city of Detroit.
Yeah, because you've described this festival as more than just music. It's also about entrepreneurship and economic opportunity. Why is it important that Juneteenth includes that business and empowerment element as well?
I think the biggest thing is because, we were all born to continuously evolve. And in evolution, we find things that are our passion, and we turn, some of us have enough faith to turn it into a business. And I encourage that. Like when I see people with great talent, I'm like, hey, you really know how to paint. You should paint buildings. You should paint murals. Just different things that empower us as a people. And at one point, we didn't have that opportunity. And now we have the freedom to do so on scales from small business to corporate that, we're able to really execute and be able to embrace, this abundant land that we live in and create from it and pour back into the communities that, brought us up.
Outside of the music, which is going to be great, what else are you going to have there?
Okay, so we have a civic engagement camp presented by Black Male Initiative, which is out of Georgia. I have a few different partners coming up from all over, really, that really embrace Detroit, love Detroit, and want to be a part of this movement. We have what I call Mitten Makers Market, which is over 50 Detroit vendors, food vendors, and dry vendors combined. And, those are the people that they make up the mitten. They're building business. They're, pouring back into the economy, and they're even just launching a business and, want to utilize this platform to get it out in front of Detroit. We have a powerful influencer hour where some of the top influencers from the city of Detroit will go out and patronize these vendors that are there, giving them the opportunity to have post-event and ongoing promotion outside of the festival. Of course, we have the music segment. We have a leisure camp, which does, you have to be 21 and up to get in that area. We do have a few different giveaways and surprises. Even Chick-fil-A is coming down. Like, there's a lot of different things that we're just bringing all into this one space to make it like a mini city.
And, festivals like this, Chanel, I believe, play a part in shaping how Detroit is viewed nationally, not just as a music city. What has been the kind of like the most rewarding moment for you personally since launching Heart of Detroit?
Just being able to do it. There has not, in past history, not been too many Black women that have been able to secure Heart Plaza and put on this type of production. And so for me, I just find gratitude in being able to just simply be able to do it.
Well, it's going to be a huge event.
Big
Lots
deal.
Of people are going to be down there. And have a great day. And we will talk with you down the road. This thing only getting bigger and bigger.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. And let's visit 313summer.com for more information and tickets.
Very cool.
Very good.
Awesome.
Thanks, Chanel. See ya.
Appreciate it. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's another big event, right?
It is.
You're attracting big artists, things like that, and you just bring the community together.
I mean, and this is just kind of like another event added to ones when I grew up in Detroit, the different festivals they would have downtown at Hart Plaza, you know, ethnic festivals. You know, they would have the Greek festival. They would have the African-American festival. They would have the, you know, the Jewish festival, all these different festivals. And, you know, we learned about culture and we learned about people. And it's a great thing, man, because we all live here. We're all part of Metro Detroit. We're
no
all
doubt.
Here.
Absolutely.
And we got to get along. And so we need to learn about each other's cultures and stuff so we can understand more.
Yeah,
you know?
Certainly. This little tidbit as well. Remember William Smith, the former CEO of the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy?
Yeah.
He lost his appeal for that 19-year federal sentence tied to that massive fraud case.
Mm-hmm.
A federal appeals court dismissed the challenge, saying that Smith had waived his right to appeal.
He did.
As part of his plea agreement.
That was part of the plea.
Remember, he stole more than $44 million from that.
But I guess, you had to throw something at the wall to see if it stuck.
It is an odd...
I mean,
legal already, move.
I mean,
to go, yes, I'll take the plea deal. I'll waive my right to an appeal, and away we go. And he's actually, I'd like to appeal this.
We give you 19 years. can I appeal?
Yeah, and his legal team had argued that it was an excessive, and the punishment was too much, but the court rejected those claims. I mean, $44
million. Stole $44 million over a period of time.
Yes. And, I mean, it wasn't an insignificant amount of money.
No.
I mean, if you steal $100,000 and you get 19 years, you can make a bit of an argument.
Yeah. 44.
44 million seems like a bit hefty.
A little bit.
It's a lot of money. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Marie Osborne in for Kevin Dietz. That's coming up next on All Talk here on WJR. Have yourself a good Thursday.